This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello everyone, Developer Advocate Stories, another show, and with me as always, Amit, how are you?
Good to be here.
Great. We have a great special guest today, Javier. How are you, Javier?
Hi, thank you very much for having me here. Yeah, I'm doing fine, you know, it's almost the weekend, so yeah, looking forward to it.
Yeah, you are in a kind of a lockdown in Spain, or?
Not really, not a strict lockdown. We had that, but right now we are. I mean, we can go out and everything, but yeah, you have to be careful. You cannot really meet with other people. In some places in Madrid, you know, there is a lockdown in some areas. So where I am, we don't have like a strict lockdown, but yeah, I cannot meet with anyone outside my family or people I live with. So yeah, it's still going on.
Yeah, it's a difficult time. So Amit, please lead.
Yeah, of course. Okay, so let's get started, Javier. And please tell us a little bit about your story, about your company, about yourself.
Yep, so I am Javier Ramirez. I'm a developer advocate at Amazon Web Services. I've been doing this actually for exactly 2 years. Last week was 2 years since I joined the company. And yeah, on a team meeting, we had like a very small celebration. Hey, Javier has been here for 2 years, and that's cool. So yeah, I specialize mostly on data and analytics, also machine learning. So anything around data, I really like. And I live in Madrid, and I take care of developers in Spain and Portugal mostly.
And what really led you, maybe Javier, to this role? This is something that you wanted, or just I don't know, AWS came to you, or before you were a developer advocate? How was that?
So I realized I was doing this kind of job for free already, because long time ago I started going to conferences and I really liked them, and I started speaking at some conferences and local meetups. I also organized a few local meetups in the past, and I was the organizer of a Ruby on Rails conference. One of the organizers for a Ruby on Rails conference in Madrid for 6 years. So, you know, I was doing more and more of that. Then I have my own consultancy, a very small consultancy. And one of the ways we were exposed to the public was basically speaking at events. So I was speaking about different services, open source, and some from some cloud vendors in conferences. And I was doing that basically for free, and I really enjoyed that. So at some point I decided I wanted to work for a larger company, not just my own startup. And yeah, it was clear to me that doing, being a developer advocate for AWS was a good idea. But I really enjoy just sharing and you know, the excitement of learning new things, speaking with people. If you have to present about something that you don't know, it's really the way to learn, because then you know you have to really learn, and it's super interesting to learn how other people are using the services. So yeah, that was my path.
Yeah. Awesome. Javier, can you tell us a little bit about your day to day before COVID and today? What do you do? You told us a little bit about conferences. What do you do today?
So it's not only about conferences. A cool thing about being a developer advocate is that it has two sides. On one, I present at many events, not only conferences, but also at smaller meetups, or also, writing blog posts or having videos on YouTube or whatever, or just, you know, on a Stack Overflow. So basically one side is to present to the community of developers in general, not only developers, like everyone which is building a technical product, might be a developer, might be something else, but it's about showing what's possible and which are the best practices, how we can make your life easier. But a very important part is also understanding what the same people thinks of our service offer. Because if we are building something and it's not useful for the community, then what's the point? And that's why the name is Developer Advocate, because inside the company, we are the voice of the developers. So basically, in front of the developers, we are kind of the voice of the company in a way. And inside the company, we advocate. It's like, hey, all developers are complaining that this is too expensive or too slow, or it doesn't have this integration, or it's just perfect. And you know, and that's basically what we do. So my day-to-day, I engage with technical communities in any way I can. Before COVID, that will imply a lot of traveling. So at some months will be crazy, really, with traveling. And you know, so at some points I will really enjoy it. At some points it will be too much. But we were already doing a lot of remote engagements. For example, just yesterday I had a meetup with the user group of Panama, and I'm based in Spain. And I used to do that also that in the past. So you know, now we are doing more of that. And the main change for me is that now my wife is working behind me, and in the past this room was for myself. So that's basically the biggest change. Not traveling. And yes, you know, being used that everybody now are working in the same place. But yeah, other than that, still doing the same kind of job, just in a different media. I really missed conversations with customers, and especially I miss the conversations between several customers across them, because or users, because in the past I would speak, you know, with people in a conference, and then they will come and they will ask me about things, or they will tell me things that I didn't know about the services. They will come to me and they will say, hey, you know, when I do this in Amazon Kinesis that you can do this and that, and then it's like, I had no idea you could do that. And that was super interesting. I'm missing that now. I'm not learning that much because I miss that interaction. I also miss when some users were advising other users what to do. And it was like, yeah, I didn't know this was a thing. So that's the part that I'm missing the most, really.
I think that one of the great things that we do in this show is, you know, Amit, listen to the small things that you say. We are the voice of the developers inside, but this is, I think that I really enjoy having this talk because, you know, it's really important points that we hear about every one of you that we have on our show. And maybe the last question, Javier, is something cool, interesting, said, or tips, advice that you can share with our audience. And this will be the last question.
So something which is kind of funny to me is that when I go and present at some place, people always expect me to recommend them to use, like, you know, the latest technology we are offering. And we are all the time, you know, releasing new things. But often when people ask me, hey, Javier, what do I have to do to start using this service? My answer is usually, why you want to use it? And after a while, it's like, you know what? You totally are okay with what you have right now. So something I really enjoy is how some people really want to use the latest technology. And then when they, you know, tell you really the use case, is like, you can just use whatever you are using. And I find that interesting that, you know, part of my advocacy is actually advising to do what makes sense for you, not just being a hipster and trying to use the latest thing. So yeah, sure. If we were releasing now helps you in any way, just use it. But you don't have to, though. It's something I hear all the time. It's like people are trying to use absolutely everything. And I don't know, no one, no company is going to use all the services. So, you know, it's something that for me, it's kind of funny. And I see that all the time.
Right. I think it's a great point. I believe that most of this issue is when you speak with a guy that works for a startup and they want to, you know, be all the new things, the kind I don't know, cool things and new things. But when you are also looking more with the enterprises and big companies, there is really a difference. But I think that I can imagine when you ask someone, why do you want to use it? How they react to you?
But it's not only about that. It's also that, you know, sometimes they complain. It's like, hey, but why are you releasing new things? I cannot keep up to date. It's like, you don't have to. I mean, you don't need to use them unless you have the use case. And yeah, that's the kind of funny thing for me.
Yeah, it's a great point. Okay, Javier, we had a great time. Maybe, Amit, if you want to some points or maybe to summarize the talk.
Yeah, so it was very interesting to hear your the way you see things and the changes in your career. I'm really curious about your talks and things that you do, because this is also my area, data, machine learning, etc. So probably I will go and search. So I advise also the other to look for your name and see your talks. And thank you very much for being here. And thank you, Ariel.
And thank you, everyone.
Yeah. thank you for having me. Salam. Bye.
Bye-bye. This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.